If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's X.
I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. In these last days, there have been provocations again by the People's Republic of China's PLA and Navy, its Coast Guard subordinate, its fishing fleet subordinate. Collisions in the South China Sea against Philippine craft seeking about their business, going about their business. This is sovereign territory, as I understand it. If you look at the Philippines, it's something called the Second Thomas Shoal is the target for the PLA Navy to move in the way they did at the Scarborough Shoal. The Filipinos have been resisting, and this collision is a predicate for worse or not. At the same time, there was an incident of a Canadian surveillance craft being buzzed by Chinese PLA Air Force warplanes, the constant threat to Taiwan. Question is, asked repeatedly every time I do reporting in Europe about Ukraine or in the Middle East about the Gaza conflict, is China going to take this moment to make a move on Taiwan? Gregory, do you have an opinion that things have changed? Is there a different pattern, or is China just keeping up the usual pressure?
Well, it's all of the above. Certainly, the PLA and the Chinese intelligence community are well aware that the United States used to pride itself on being able to engage in 2.5 wars, simultaneous wars around the world at any time. That subsequently was reduced to 1.5 simultaneous wars, and now it depends on the wars. But when it seemed as though the war in Ukraine was winding down, and political pressures in the United States and Western Europe were militating against continued support for Ukraine unless it started to negotiate, it was critical for Beijing to have another war in the Euro-Atlantic space to keep the United States out of the Indo-Pacific. The Gaza-Israel war was definitely influenced by that thinking in Beijing. Yes, there were inputs by both Tehran and Ankara, but the reality was that the major beneficiary of this war strategically is the same country that was the major beneficiary of the Ukraine-Russia war. That's China, People's Republic of China. This has kept the United States busy spending money, which it should have been spending on regenerating U.S. defenses and ordnance stocks. And that's now been going to, firstly, to Ukraine, now to Israel, the deployment of U.S. and British naval elements, including carrier battle groups and the like, is all designed to give Beijing a free hand in the Indo-Pacific. So, yes, it hopes to make gains there in the meantime, but the reality is that the People's Liberation Army is a source of great concern to Xi Jinping. We've seen the significant cuts at the senior leadership level of the strategic rocket forces. We've seen poor performance by the PLA army itself, ground forces, and there are other problems. So the PLA, Xi is buying time until he can get the PLA in shape to attack Taiwan. But there's also the school of thought that says that he's got to do something about Taiwan before President Biden leaves office with the next elections, assuming he does leave office with the next elections in November next year. So the South China Sea provocations against the Philippines is really a ramping up of this wolf warrior military projection, you know, to go along with their wolf warrior diplomacy. In other words, blustering, bullying, trying to shout down the opposition. The Philippines has already got, you know, world court rulings on the legitimacy of Indonesia's position in those island chains. So Indonesia's now been strengthening itself a lot, and it's en route to get a lot of Indian-built BrahMos anti-ship supersonic missiles, which would be a great threat to the PLA Navy throughout that entire region. Vietnam also has been acquiring the BrahMos as well. And Manila, in the midst of this modernization, is calling on its newly strengthened naval and military ties with Australia to get Australia doing joint naval patrols in the South China Sea. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Australian government reacts to that. But it's Australia promised support, and now the Philippines are saying, okay, we're ready. So it's Australia's involvement is ratcheting up in that region, and that will continue.
I come to the news from Tokyo. Japan said last week it had invited Australia to join two regular command post military exercises conducted with the United States for the first time. Japan's Minister of Defense, Minoru Kihara, said he discussed Australia's participation in the drills during talks in Tokyo with his counterpart from Canberra, Richard Marles. It would appear that the Albanese government is committed to networking with the whole region. Is this good news, Gregory?
Well, it's good, and it's not, but it's not exactly news. The government has been, the previous government, Australian government, and the present Australian government have been in consistently increasing their ties to Japan in the security network. That includes intelligence exchange and participation in joint exercises. Australia and Japan have both been doing joint military exercises for the past few years. Australia was looking at buying the Japanese Soryu class submarine. As you know, I was just up in Tokyo and in Yokosuka looking at the Japanese submarines there, among other things. So yes, that's positive. And there has been suggestion that Japan might make an ideal new member of AUKUS, the Australia, United Kingdom, United States alliance, which is the basic Western military, global military alliance, which is something totally new and geared to the 21st century, whereas alliances like NATO and so on were really spent forces.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, commenting on the East Asia. We need now to go to West Africa. You know that there's been trouble in West Africa for some time. Francafrique is falling to military coups and the aggression by Al-Qaeda and or ISIS. We're headed to Nigeria. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.